So let's review. The Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin discussed carbon oil of a yerid. For certain averis, one brings a carbon depending on his wealth. Kispa, a seira, a female lamb or kid goat if he's wealthy, tarnim ben yoyna, birds if he cannot afford animals, and a mincha if he's very poor. The Gemara now rules, mitami mikdash asher, shehifrish ken lekfas asai veheni, hoil venitcha yitcha. If someone went into the mikdash while tame, he's obligated to bring a carbon oil of a yerid. If he's wealthy, but designated a pair of birds for his carbon, instead of a sheep, and then he became poor, he could not bring the birds, because when he designated them, they were not a valid carbon, and so they remained disqualified. The Gemara infers, live animals that were temporarily disqualified also remained permanently disqualified. The Gemara cites a braisa where Reb Shimon argues, carbon Pesach must be a male lamb or kid goat. If someone designates a female animal for a carbon Pesach, it's left to graze until it develops a blemish, then sold, and the proceeds used to buy a Pesach. Furthermore, Yol de Zachar Yirat Sheyistai V'yemachar V'yavi B'dam a Pesach. If it gave birth to a male, it too grazes until it develops a blemish, then sold, and the proceeds used to buy a Pesach. However, B'shimen Oimer Hu Atzma Yikrav Pesach, the offspring itself can be offered as a Pesach. The Gemara infers, Mamina Balechaim Ein Nedachim. Shimon holds that live animals do not become permanently disqualified because if they do, the offspring would also be permanently disqualified since its kedusha stems from its mother. The Gemara cites a related ruling. Amar Rav Chisda, Ein akinin misparshes ele ibel kiches bailam ibasiyas koyin. A carbon of a pair of birds where one is designated as a chatas and one as an ayla, the designation can only be at one of these two times. At the time he takes them or buys them, or at the time the koyin offers them. Because one pasuk says, referring to the time it is taken or bought. And another pasuk says, referring to when the kohen performs avodah. The Gemara contrasts this with the Shnei Seirim, the two goats of Yom Kippur, where one becomes the Sar LaShem and is brought as a karma chatas, and the other becomes the Sar LaZazel and is sent there to be thrown down the mountain. Regarding these, the pasuk says, V'hikrav Aaron es asar sha'ala alav hagar LaShem v'asau chatas. From which we derive Hagaru Leiseochatas, Vin Hashem Leiseochatas, Vin Kain Leiseochatas. They can only become designated by the lots, not any other time, not when they are purchased, nor when they are offered. As part of the discussion of the carbon oil of a yerid, the Gemara cites the following machlekes in the case of Metame Mikdash Asher Shehebi Karbonani, a wealthy person who brought the carbon of a poor person. One opinion says, Lo Yatza, he did not fulfill his obligation, and the other opinion says, Yatza, he did fulfill his obligation. Tzak the Mishnah. The Torah usually lists sheep before goats. We might think that this is because they're preferable in the case of if one made a neder to bring an oila but did not specify what type of animal, he should bring a sheep rather than a goat. And are equal and they can bring either one. Similarly, the Torah usually lists turtle doves before young pigeons. They're equal. Similarly, the Torah usually lists the father before the mother. This is not because there is a greater mitzvah to honor the father. Rather, they are equal. However, Midrabanan, the father does take precedence because both the child and the mother are obligated to honor him. V'chim Talmud Torah. The same applies regarding honoring one's rabbi from whom he learned Torah. Im zacha haben lefnei harav, harav koid mesav b'chol mokab b'nei shuhuva av v'chayev mechvayd rabbi. If the son studied much Torah from one rabbi, the rabbi's honor supersedes the father's because both the father and the son are obligated to honor him. The Gemara cites a braisa, Dal tzavachis tzavcha azar. There were four great cries in the azar. Remove the sons of Eli from here because they defiled the mikdash with their sins. Allow Yechin ben Edboi to enter and eat his fill from Kachim. And the Gemara elaborates, Amrav ben Edboi, he would eat four saw of young birds for dessert. And because of his great capacity to eat, Amru kol yom av lahayin nice bazar. During his days, there was never nicer meat left over past the time that it may be eaten in the mikdash. Tzvach ha-shlishis, su'ush amr sheichem v'yikonis Elishama ben Pichai tamidah shal pinchas v'yishamish b'kuna gedayla. Let the gates open and admit Elishama ben Pichai to serve as a kohen gadol, because as opposed to most of his family, he was a tzaddik. Tzvach ha-reviyis, pischu sh'arm v'yitziu yisachar ish kvar bar kai, shemachabar asmai umavaz ha-kach ha-shemayim. let the gates open and eject Yisachar Ish Kfar Bar Koi, because he used to honor himself and disgrace Kachim. And the Gemara explains, he would wrap his hand in silk cloth while performing the Avodah so that his hands would not become soiled from the blood of the Karbanos. The Gemara relates an incident that explains, Maislikale, the punishment that he received, Achvi Biyode. He once motioned mockingly in front of the king, who then had both of his hands chopped off. The Gemara points out that this, Yisachar Ish Kfar Bar Kai, was lacking basic Torah knowledge, and points out the benefit of Tamid HaChacham by concluding the Masechta with the well-known Maimar Chazal. Amr Belazar Reb Chanina, Tamid HaChacham Marbim Shalom Ba'ilam, Shenema V'chol Benayich Lamudi Hashem V'Rav Shalom Benayich. Atrikim Benayich Ela Benayich. Tamid HaChacham bring peace to the world. Hanulah Chamei V'Hashem, V'Slikala Masechta Kriisa, Reb Bakashim completed the sixth parak, and Masechta Kriisa, and we'll begin Masechta Me'ilah in the next Shir Be'ezus Hashem.